Friends, roadies, countrymen, and listeners around the world. Welcome, regular listeners, and special welcome to new friends and honorary Rhodesians. Well, the countdown to Christmas has started, and Father Christmas is probably taking stock of his gifts and toys. But how did it all begin? Who was the very first Father Christmas? Well, between the years 270 and 243, there lived a Christian bishop called Nicholas in the ancient city of Myra in Asia Minor, now Turkey. He was well off and always gave to the poor, the sick and the children, but he always wished to remain anonymous. One night he climbed onto the roof of a very poor man and dropped a bag of gold down the chimney. The poor man had gotten drenched in a shower of rain and hung his socks up to dry at the fireside. The next morning, he found money in his socks. The next night, it happened again. And the third night, the poor man waited and caught Nicholas in the act. Nicholas begged the poor man not to tell anyone. And that's how the very first Father Christmas came about. And so began the tradition of Christmas stockings being hung up. Nicholas was made a saint, and in Holland he was known as Sinterklaas, so it became Santa Claus. He is the patron saint of Russia, Greece, children, sailors, merchants, and spinsters. He always wore a red robe and had a big white beard. Now, where did Christmas first come to Africa? It came to North Africa in the 1st century. In the 15th century, Portuguese seafarers introduced it to the west and east coasts of Africa. And the first Christmas was celebrated in 1737 with the missionary George Schmidt celebrating it with the Khoi Khoi people. Listen to my song about this on my album, Christmas in Africa. But many Rhodes ask, when was the first Christmas celebrated in Rhodesia, or Zimbabwe, or Monomotapa as it was called? It must have been long ago. Well, it was in 1560, and it was brought there by a Portuguese priest called Gonçalo de Silveira. He paddled up the Zambezi in a canoe and walked over the escarpment to Chief Monomotapa's court, a journey which took him 4 months. The area must have been around Mazowe or Salisbury or somewhere in the middle of what is now Zimbabwe. He baptized the chief and the chief's mother, together with hundreds of the local tribe. But some traders from the east had also come to the area and told the chief that de Silveira was practicing witchcraft. The poor priest was, according to tribal law, strangled to death. I think we should wind the clock forward now to an amusing story about Christmas. In 1890, when the first settlers came to Rhodesia, there were no emails in those days, and mail was delivered by troopers of the British South Africa Police on horseback. On Christmas evening of 1890, a trooper Thomas was carrying mails from Fort Thule to Fort Victoria in the southern part of Rhodesia. He was on his horse, and behind was a pony carrying the mailbags. A lioness attacked the pony, which got away, so she turned her attention to Trooper Thomas. Thomas luckily escaped and shinned the nearest tree, and the horse got away. The disgruntled lioness tore up the mailbags that had been ripped off the pony's back, and she sat under that tree growling at Thomas. Poor Trooper Thomas spent Christmas Eve in a tree and was rescued by comrades on Christmas Day. There is a song on my Christmas album called Trooper Thomas. Earlier, I spoke of the first Christmas celebrated in Rhodesia in 1560. But 63 years before that, the Portuguese seafarers were around the coast of Africa. In 1497, Vasco da Gama, a Portuguese navigator, was on a reconnaissance voyage to find a route to India. When he got to the east coast of what is now South Africa, he spotted land on Christmas Day, and he christened the land Natal. Well, Natal means Christmas in Portuguese, and that's where the province of South Africa got its name. 330 years later, a Scottish amateur botanist called John Sanderson discovered a bell-shaped flower on Christmas Day, which was named after him, Sandersonia. There had to be a song about this special discovery, so I wrote the Christmas Bell Flower for the Christmas album. That's basically the Christmas flower of South Africa. But when did Christmas begin? Well, everyone knows the story of the birth of Jesus. But when he was an infant, his parents took him to Egypt to avoid the evil King Herod, who was killing all male children because he heard there was a young boy who would dethrone him. So Jesus came to Africa in the year of his birth. I have celebrated this event in my song Bush Christmas, which is also on my Yuletide album called Christmas in Africa. Well, it's a month till Christmas, and next week I'll be telling more Christmas tales about this very special month. Watch the video we're putting out with this podcast from the bush to get you in the mood. In the meantime, don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel for videos about Christmas. Also, watch my website, and if you want some African-flavored Christmas songs, you will find them on any popular music platform. Can't wait until next week, so keep listening. Bye for now, and from the warm heart of Africa, it's Totsiens, Salagashle, and mostly Zwakanaka.